The first coach on the teleconference is Northwestern's Pat Fitzgerald. The Wildcats are 4-3 in conference play and 5-5 overall. Northwestern visits Minnesota on Saturday, a 3:30 p.m. Eastern Time kickoff on BTN. Coach, thank you very much for joining us. Would you like to make an opening statement or go straight to questions?
Right to questions, please, Adam.
We'll take questions now.
To ask a question, press star, then the number 1 on your telephone keypad. As a reminder, if there are no questions in the queue, following two prompts, we will conclude that coach's portion of the call. And your first question from Wanda Barnhouse, today's you.com.
Good morning, Pat. I'm doing a story about the two-point conversion and teams, you know, being in a situation where they sort of end up chasing points, maybe if they miss an extra point in the third, early, fourth quarter. Just wondering what your guys' philosophy is. I assume you have the two-point conversion chart, and how much you discuss that maybe going into a game and kind of what the in-game strategy is.
Yeah, we do. We have multiple charts, to be quite honest with you. We do a lot of research on that in the off season. Look at different statistical things, and then you know, kind of base our plan off of that. Philosophically, I think it's very different than the NFL and college football. I think the extra point play is one that should be automatic, and when it's not, you know, it just depends, I think, on the ebb and flow of the game. I think offensively, if you're scoring points, going for two, if you're moving the ball and scoring, going for two probably isn't necessary. If you're in a close game, defensive battle where every point may make the difference, you know, you definitely got to probably change your philosophy.
With all the research and all the, you know, you kind of have a plan going in, but as the game unfolds, does it end up being, like you said there, a little bit of a sort of a gut feeling or gut call, deciding whether or not, hey, we maybe need to go for two here, or maybe we just need to kick the extra point?
Yeah, I try to stay away from as many gut calls as I can. You can ask our fans. I probably make too many of those.
Gotcha. Appreciate it.
I try to kind of stick to the plan, and then you have to plan to adjust in the game. And again, the way the game is being played determines, the success of your offense and defense, and the point totals, in my opinion, you know, kind of change how you look at that a little bit in game.
Thanks, Jerry.
Again, if you have a question, simply press star, then the number 1. Your next question is from Lee Barfnett, Omaha World Herald.
Hey, Fitz, how you doing?
I'm great, Lee. How's everything?
Good. Hey, if you could indulge me on one more Austin Carr question. Obviously, you thought he could play or you wouldn't have recruited him, but did you ever foresee him being in the top 10 in the country in the, you know, catches, yards, and touchdowns receiving?
Well, my friend, we didn't recruit him. He got out of school here on his own, and he called us. You know, he's one of those cool, just unbelievable success stories in college football this year. You know, a young man that was not recruited at all, applies, gets into school, and cold calls us and says, hey, I'd like to try to maybe walk on the team. How do I do that? And the rest is kind of history. So, self-made guy, great attitude, amazing work ethic, and, I mean, could you predict that he would have this type of year? I think if I would have said that prior to the season, people would have laughed me off the dais or laughed me off the call. But he's a guy who's just worked so hard, and nobody around our program is surprised at all.
Good. So thanks, Fitz.
Uh-huh.
Again, if you have a question, simply press star, then the number 1.
Coach, thank you for your time, and we'll talk to you again next week.
I appreciate it. Go Cats. Bye-bye.